My darling, it's time to put a stop to all the madness. You deserve so much more in your life. It's your time to glow up. Welcome to the Time to Glow Up podcast with Rebecca Hennings and guests. Your journey to transforming from the inside out begins here.
Listening to the Time to Glow Up podcast, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hennings. And I have some girls in the house tonight. I'm not alone. So I have with me Yinka Amore, Nicola Christopher, and Monica Frempong. Say hello, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so I met these wonderful ladies through what's known as the Boss Squad. There is this wonderful woman called Kubi Springer who has brought us all together as part of the Boss Squad, which is, I don't know, how would you describe it? It's a group of women mainly, but there are men who are under the guidance of Kubi Springer, who is a marketing extraordinaire. And so we're learning from her to help our brands. And this is how Monica, Nicola, and Yinka and I have come together. It was actually through our love of all things beauty, hair, fashion, the glow up, and so on. So we've been speaking, and the moment we've been speaking, I've just thought, oh my gosh, you are interesting. You're all interesting. You need to come and talk. Plus, I've got some issues with regards to keeping this look and caring for myself. Keeping this look up and caring for myself during lockdown. So first, I just want to say welcome, and let's hear from you guys. I'm chatting far too much, so it'd be just good to hear who you are, where you come from, what's your business, and yeah, just introduce yourself. So if we start with Monica.
Hi guys, good evening. My name is Monica Frempong. I am the CEO of Hair to the Throne. So I basically customize hair extensions, wigs, weave on. My salon is a private salon, so it's one-to-one. So whereby it's just myself and you. There's no waiting around. There's no other body else in your business or in our business, shall we say. So it's like a nice, cozy environment. And I love to do that because I love having a one-to-one with my clients. Mm. I'm very personal that way. And I feel like it's missing in that sort of industry. Yeah. You don't see many salons like that. So I feel like I'm a bit different whereby I'm just giving that one-to-one service. Yeah. And I love what I do and people love me. So yeah, I love my job.
Well, when I first saw your website, I was like, oh my gosh, this salon looks amazing. It just looks so comfortable, relaxing, beautiful, private. Yeah, because we're funny about our hair.
Mm-hmm. You know? I have curtains as well. So I thought about the whole process. So I've got curtains to just draw down and, you know, open, because people don't want to be seen, especially women of color. Mm-hmm. We're very proud of our hair. And some people are shy away from it as well, especially if you've got, you know, alopecia or any sort of bald patches and stuff like that. So I've come across many women who are suffering from hair loss and they're very embarrassed. And when you hear the story, it's actually done by other salons that actually no care for their hair.
I can talk to you about salons I've been to for, for a day. But thank you, Monica. So it's good to get a feel for where you're coming from. Yeah. Nicola, tell the people who you are.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nicola Christopher. I'm founder of Nixology Clinic. So I own a skin and health clinic, laser as well, based in London. And I treat all various skin concerns, from pigmentation to acne, to excess hair to not enough hair. I'm in the aesthetic industry.
Mm. Go on. I was just going to say that you got like a really beautiful Instagram page. You bet you got two Instagram pages.
I do. One wasn't enough. So I've got the Nixology Clinic on Instagram, and I also specialise in skin of colour. So I've got the melanin specialist as well. So it's the same type of concept where I do various treatments. It's just specialising in skin of colour. It's just a little bit different to everybody else. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've got so many questions to ask you. Okay, Yinka.
Hi, my name's Yinka Amore and I'm a beauty teacher.
I teach women beauty therapy so that they can either have a new career or run their own business. Mm. And I'm based in the Bedford area. Mm-hmm. But now I'm actually trying to take my courses online. So everyone's going to be inclusive and they can do the courses anywhere around the country.
Wowee. So if you're someone who perhaps has taken a beauty qualification that would come to you, if they want to start their own business, or would it be like, okay, I have no idea. I want to launch a career in beauty, but I've never taken a qualification. Like, where would, which
so it could be, it could be someone who has no prior knowledge of beauty, or someone who's actually done a beauty course many years ago and was a refresher. So it's all inclusive. So basically, if you want to do that, and it's all accredited as well.
And I think it's an amazing time to go into something like this. Look at where we are. We're in the middle of this pandemic, and there are a lot of people who are either going to be reviewing, well, they will be reviewing their situations. So either, I mean, I'm sick and tired of doing this job, or I've always wanted to do this, and here comes Yinka with the solution. How amazing. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, what's been absolutely crazy about this time is being able to kind of keep, I like to look good. I like to, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to take pride in my appearance. I love to do my nails. I, you know, I don't do my makeup every day, but I like to put on makeup when I go to the shop and do my hair, whatever. But I must admit, ladies, it's getting harder. Are you finding that? Is that just me?
No.
You know what it is? I think because we're in the industry ourselves, we know how to like just do it. Yeah. Like for me, I can do my hair, obviously, and I can do my nails. I actually watch a lot of YouTube videos. Uh-huh. So I bought all the acrylic equipment and did my nails myself. But then I got frustrated where it took me like 3 hours just to do my nails. It probably takes 45 minutes. So I was like, no, it's long. So yeah, I mean, I think because we have that skill, we're very hands-on. So we kind of know like how to like make ourselves look good, I guess.
Yeah.
But the thing about, well, with myself, I hadn't done my nails in a very long time. Mm-hmm. Because of the industry I'm in, I try to represent to my students how they should look in the industry. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to my nails, I hadn't had nails for years.
And then false nails?
No, regular nails. So basically my nails have to be short. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing like a facial or doing a massage, so there's no like bacteria under your nails, and you can clean it a lot easier. So I used to have like really short nails. So my students, if I tell them to cut the nails, they're not like, but Yinka, you have long nails.
Okay.
So I have to represent what I'm trying to teach them.
Yeah.
And then I found that I had nails. I was like, oh my goodness. And I was going to cut them about 2 or 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, let me enjoy this time. And I actually did my nails. Mm-hmm. I painted my nails first time in such a long time, but it was a little easier for me because I knew what to do. I had products at home that I could use, and sometimes I actually use natural products that I have in the house. If I want to soften my cuticles, I just put warm water, olive oil in it, soak it, and push back my cuticles.
All that kind of thing I need to know about. You know, because what I'm finding, like, since we're talking about it, Yinka, sorry, Nicola, I'll come back to you in a second. Yinka, since we're talking about it, like, I'm finding my skin is tearing along my cuticles. So what can I be? I've heard about pushing them back, and I usually like put some oil on there, like any old oil, push them back. But really, what should I be doing?
So basically, if it's cutting or ripped, are you using, what are you using to push it back?
Fingers.
Okay, so what you can do, if you have any equipment at home, what you can do is, once you've softened your cuticles and you push them back, you have to moisturize them.
Right.
Constantly moisturize them, because I'm sure with everyone now, everyone's constantly
washing
their hands all the time, more times than they have before. So you have to make sure that after you've washed your hands, you have to moisturize and then maybe even get some olive oil, whatever oil you have in the house, right in the cuticles. Yeah. You know, when you're sitting down watching TV or reading or listening to music, just sit down and just moisturize your cuticles.
You know, when I used to go to Manal Salon, the lady used to cut my cuticles. I used to think, oh, I wish I could do that for myself because they look so clean and pretty once she's done them. Is that the kind of thing you can do for yourself, or would you recommend like a professional does them?
I wouldn't advise the cuticles to be cut. And I know a lot of places do cut cuticles.
Really? So they're not really, okay, go ahead.
You're supposed to cut cuticles because once you cut them and if it starts to bleed, you can actually get an infection. So sometimes if you see people with acrylic nails, they've got like swollen cuticles. So the best thing to do is actually push back the cuticles, and if they are away from the nail plate, then you can actually trim them. Only trim what you can see. Sometimes they just go in because people like that neat look.
It's interesting. It's good to talk because I didn't know that. Okay. Oh, thank you. Sorry, Nicola.
Sorry, Nicola.
Just asking about, you know, how you're keeping up your regime during this time.
Yeah, it's difficult because we're so hands-on that trying to explain it to clients that don't necessarily, this is not their everyday life, is sometimes a challenge. But I would say for me, I'm about skin health. So natural beauty is what I do to get the skin, the foundation right before we start applying primers and foundations and concealers and everything to mask up the problems that lie underneath.
So
I would say for me, just find out your skin type. So your skin type is either you're dry or combination or oily or maybe sensitive. Once you find that out, then pick products that are good for your skin type. So, and I would start off with a good cleanser, possibly exfoliator, and a good moisturizer or serum.
Because I'm terrible, you know. As much as, you know, people look at me and think, oh, she spends a lot of time on herself. To a certain degree, I do, and also I don't. Up until earlier this year, I was using on my skin was baby lotion. If you can see the horror on all three of their faces right now, I know. I guess because I am a little bit lucky because my skin doesn't flare up or anything like that. It's not particularly dry. I've been able to I know. I'm getting better. I'm using a Holland and Barrett facial oil now. I'm getting better. But you know, either sometimes you don't know, you've never taken the time to research, or you just don't know where to start. So, you know, you mentioned there having like a good cleanser. Where do you begin even finding out what a good cleanser is? For those people who are unsure about whether they should be going down this road and investing, why is it important to have a cleanser?
Well, the cleanser is, you know, it's what cleans your skin. So
when you're soap and water does that. I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Soap is very damaging for your skin, dries out the skin a lot. So as I said, with the skin types, you might be using a soap on your face and you have an oily skin, that's going to completely strip back your natural oils and cause more damage to your skin long term. You might not see it now, but long term. So you really want to be using products that's going to complement your skin type, and you're thinking more of a preventative more than a solution. That's where I'm coming from, really. So your question with where do you find a good cleanser, I would always say to speak to somebody in the beauty profession that can advise you. But any drugstore, they do really good cleansers. There's a whole range of cleansers out there, but you want to find one that is going to be beneficial to your skin type.
So actually, before I come to Monica, I just want to ask, so at one point I know that the Clinique soap was quite a massive thing, people were like buying that all the time, but that's a spar of soap, right? So is that not great as a cleanser?
Me personally, not keen. But for some people it might be okay. I think with Clinique, they've got they're more skincare, so their products might not be as harsh as if you was to go to, say, for example, Tesco's and buy a normal body soap.
Right.
I would expect Clinique to have a bit more thought in the ingredients that they're putting in their cleansing bars.
Okay.
So might be okay with that one, but I would still check, make sure that it's okay for you.
Okay. And so, Monica, question to you, right? You guys are going to find out so much about me today. Like, as much as I might put it all together, it's how I put it together. So, with regards to my hair, right? So, I wear hair extensions, I wear wigs or whatever. I change my hair all the time. Yeah. So, I do protect my hair a lot by wearing protective styles. but I don't admittedly pay as much attention as I should do to my hair underneath. Now, I'm an old-fashioned kind of girl, and I know this is going to shock you, but I like to use Dax. At the moment, I can't get no Dax to oil my roots. I can't.
Can I even find Dax in the shop?
They still make Dax?
Look, and for those of you who don't know what Dax is, it's this old-time, green, thick hair grease that, for me, just soothes the scalp. I know it blocks and clogs the pores, but it feels good when I put it in my scalp and I can't find none. So what can I do? What can I do to keep my scalp moisturized during this time?
So what I tend to do, I tend to use a lot of shea butter.
Okay.
Try and get the actual organic sort of shea butter.
Okay.
And then
I can order that online, right?
You can order it online as well. You can go to the shop as well. But I'm from Ghana, so I get mine from Ghana. So when someone goes to Ghana, I'm like, can you bring some shea butter? And I tend to use it on my plants, to be fair. And it's a special one that I use. It's got coconut.
Do you sell it?
No, I don't actually.
You should be. Anyway.
Actually, I can't get much in bulk. Cause obviously, people put it over for me. Yeah. So I use one that's coconut oil. It has coconut oil in it and shea butter. It's amazing. My plants love it, and I should sell it, but there's not enough for me to sell. So I use that a lot. Olive oil is good. You would be surprised. Olive oil is good. But I mix a lot of stuff together, so I make a lot of natural stuff. So it'd be like olive oil, a bit of peppermint as well. That's good for your hair, helps with the growth. What's it called? Jojoba oil.
Anything. So what you're saying, anything natural.
Yeah, anything natural is good.
Why is Dax not, apart from it clogging your pores, why would Dax not be great?
I feel it's just doesn't clog up too much, and it's just doing what it's supposed to do. Because I think a lot of product out there, you don't really know what's in it, to be fair.
There's
a lot of big names, you're like, what's that? And you pay attention to the label. Not everyone does. They just buy the name brand as well.
You know, on that point, actually, there was a few articles going out that went out, I think earlier this year or late last year, about products that Black women use in their hair, and that there are many are carcinogenic, so they are cancer causing. And obviously, as someone who's had cancer, I don't want to put anything in my hair that I shouldn't be, after having said all of that. So one of those things I know is hair dye. You know, we're not getting any younger. The grey hairs are there. Do you have any advice on what sort of safe products you can use to dye your hair?
I'm not a colorist, so I can't really comment on color. So I tend to do more extensions, installation, and the wigs construction. So I when it comes to color, people ask me to come, like, I just don't know. I went to color in school. I wasn't a fan. I'm not gonna lie.
But I hear what you're saying. You're just saying just put on a wig.
I'm just listening. It's easy. You've done it. Put on and you go.
Okay. No, I hear that. Okay. Another question for either Nicola or Yinka. So I have sometimes ingrowing hairs on my face. I used to laugh at my mum when I was younger, because she used to be in the mirror plucking out, tweezing out her little hairs, and we used to be like, ha, 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 look at you, growing a beard. Now, you know, I'm in my 40s and I'm growing a beard. Well, not quite a beard, but you know what I mean. So how can you... Well, obviously you just pluck out the hairs that come, but the ones that are ingrowing, they're quite annoying and they can cause spots. What would you advise in terms of getting rid of those, or just, you know, preventing them happening in the first place? Who wants to take that?
Exfoliating is key.
Okay.
Because what happens to skin is that you got, depending on what skin type you have, as Nicola mentioned earlier, sometimes you have dry skin over your pores. So if you exfoliate, it's able to come out a lot better. But I think Nicola does laser.
Yeah, so I do laser hair removal. So if you find hairs are persistent,
yes,
it's a fantastic treatment to permanently remove unwanted hair.
Well, you know, I heard about this when I was younger. I used to buy a lot of those magazines, the Cosmopolitans and whatever. And I did learn that, you know, as a Black person, you could get scarred from having laser treatments. And we were talking earlier about this, but I'm interested to hear more about this. So as a Black woman, I could have laser treatment and not be scarred from that treatment now.
So there's different the technology in lasers really come along. I know what you mean. Years back, it was only for fairer skin ladies and men, and now with the new technology, there's different wavelengths. So darker skins perfectly fine, safe to have laser treatments.
And how does it work? So that you like zap each hair at a time?
That's right. So we cover, depending on, you'll have a spot size and you'll cover that circumference of that area. And so that area would get the heat. The laser will go through the skin into the follicle, warm it up and kill the blood supply that feeds the hair follicle.
And what is the laser? Is it like radiation?
No. It's light. It's energy, light energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. So it's completely safe. Doesn't go into skin cells and things like that. So.
And so, oh my gosh, I'm so interested. So once you've got rid of the hair, does it not ever come back or?
Yeah, it's a reduction in hair. So I have ladies, depending, and everyone's different. Mm-hmm. So if anyone tells you that you'll never, ever get hair back in that area that you've treated, is a lie.
Okay.
We're naturally meant to, as humans, meant to have hair. So I have clients that they might, after the treatment, might come back to me once every 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. And there's some clients that I haven't seen for about 3 years because... Mm-hmm. They report that they haven't had any hair growth back.
Wow.
So it does depend on your hormones.
Okay.
And what your results will be.
And is it like just for the face?
No, all over.
Really? Like all over?
All over.
All over.
Wow.
From your head right down to your toe.
Oh my gosh, I honestly didn't know that. Okay, let's get this moving. So I sometimes, and I don't know if you guys get this, but I sometimes get people who say to me, like, you know, why do you do all this? Like, why do you bother, like, do the makeup, do the hair, do the nails? Almost as if I shouldn't be. And I found myself having to explain that online the other day that, you know, apart from the fact I like to take pride in myself anyway, but since I got cancer, I made the decision on the day that I was diagnosed that I'm going to take pride in my appearance every single day because I knew it was going to make me feel good because cancer didn't feel good. And so I continue to do that. But that's just my story. People are going to have their own reasons for why they groom themselves. But what would you say to people who ask you, like, why do you do all this? Like, why don't you just love your natural self? Monica, do you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, I remember one time I was going to the train station and I had a black guy, actually, funny enough, behind me and said, oh, why are you trying to be white? Because I had a long wig on. Yeah, and I was just like, well, why is it your business? Yeah. Why do you care? Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't respond. I just thought sometimes some things are best left unsaid.
Yeah.
You don't want to feed that kind of fuel and get down to his level. So I just, it did actually bother me, to be fair, like to the train station, actually bothered me. Mm. But then I thought, well, I like the way I look. I like wearing wigs because it's comfortable. It's easy for me to do. I'm a busy mum, I'm a busy businesswoman. I don't really have time to do my hair all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm more or less taking care of people's hair than my own, really, sometimes. Mm-hmm. So for me, it just makes me feel good. But I feel like people should just really mind their own business. Like, I don't comment on what people are doing. If they want to look good, then let them look good. It's up to them. And you never know what people are going through themselves. So if they want to put on a nice wig and put on nice makeup, they might have had a bad day and want to just brighten up their morning or their afternoon. So allow them to be and just let them be. Really.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
Nicola, Inka, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, the same, really. I think that it's whatever makes you happy and whatever makes you feel confident in your skin.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not harming anybody.
Yeah.
If you want to wear makeup or weaves or wigs, whatever the case may be, you know, as long as, you know, it's giving you that confidence, because a lot of people do say once they put makeup on or lipstick on or heels or whatever the case may be, it gives them that instant confidence. So why not?
Yeah. Yinka, do you feel as though is there something about when you put all this stuff on? I mean, for some people, it can take, you know, a couple of hours to put on their makeup and to do their hair per day, which some might argue is quite extreme. Do you think that people who generally kind of live to that sort of standard are not liking of their natural selves? Is that what you think it is?
It could be a combination of different things. It could be that they're trying to hide, maybe they have acne, and they're trying to hide it. It could be a mental thing that they're going through. So it could be different reasons. And some people just wear makeup because they like it.
Yeah.
Some people wear makeup because it accentuates a particular feature on their face that they like. So it's everyone's choice of well-being or makeup is up to them. And I don't judge people for what they wear.
I found that because before my glow up, you know, I wouldn't make so much of an effort during the day. I would, you know, part of the time I'll put on the dress, the makeup, the hair, everything. But during the day, I wouldn't make that much of an effort. But now that I'm doing it like more or less all the time at work or whatever, and I enjoy it. I enjoy buying the clothes and doing my hair, the nail, you know, the whole works. I find that I'm treated differently by men and women alike. It's almost like there's a bit more of a, number one, an interest, a bit more of a bit more respect. Not everyone obviously reacts in the same way, but in general. And dare I say it, with men of men who are interested, I find that there's a bit more of an intrigue. So it's just interesting how people respond. Have you come across any of that?
It can be people's perception of you, why people put makeup on or look a particular way. And some people wear it for them. And some people at times can wear it as a mask because the outside world sometimes isn't nice and will comment on you even though you don't want them to comment on you. So it's, for, like I said, it's different reasons why people wear makeup, but perception can be one of the reasons that they do.
You know, that's so interesting because I was brought up in a community where everything was about being natural and you know, being natural, being yourself, loving being who you are and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, not doing anything that's accentuating your beauty. And so this for me is almost like a rebellion as well. Because I've come out of that, because I've just listening to all these messages, oh, you shouldn't have blonde hair, or you shouldn't have straight hair, and you shouldn't wear wigs or extensions, get out of my head. I like, you know, for me also, I love the freedom to be able to express myself. And I think that's what I see when I see people taking the time to be creative with what they do, you know? I think it's about that, having that freedom to be creative anyway. So, all right, I'm going to kind of bring this to an end because I know we've got a session to with Kubi later on, in a moment, actually. So I just want to ask you, just before you go, obviously, we are in the middle of this pandemic, and you know, we've spoken about, you know, keeping yourself looking beautiful, but how do you keep yourself personally feeling well during this time? Because this is, as you know, the glow up is not just about how we look to other people, but it's about how we're doing inside. So I just wonder about how you guys are managing during this time. And we are all lone parents. Through discussion, we've discovered that. How are you kind of keeping sane during this time? Nicola?
For me, it's my daily walks, just being outside. Sometimes you get a bit of cabin fever, especially being in the house with the children. You know, you just feel cooped up. So being, you know, and we've been blessed with really good weather, being outside, just seeing the world, really, and our surroundings, just taking in things that I wouldn't necessarily look at or really take in. You know, I find myself on my walks looking at trees and plants and flowers, thinking, oh my gosh, like I've never noticed things so much. So for me, it's just, either it be walking, running, just being outside, is what's helping me in these times.
I completely hear that. I saw some trees the other day with this beautiful blossom I'd never seen before. And, you know, it's amazing that we, we don't notice these things ordinarily. Completely.
Just appreciating nature.
I just, wow.
Because everywhere I'll go, I'll just jump in my car. I'm that person. But now I feel like I probably do a bit more walking now.
Yeah, Monica, how are you dealing with?
I'm the same, actually. I do a lot of morning walks with my son. Mm-hmm. He's 4.5, so he's a scooter. So we just kind of do that for like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to do like an hour if we can in the mornings. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you do it in the mornings, it kind of sets you up for the day. Mm-hmm. And then also trying to eat properly as well. I try to plan our meals ahead of time so it just gets less stress.
Especially
with a little one as well. That kind of gets me through. And then also just winding down with like good music. So mine's like more gospel or kind of mellow stuff. That kind of sets me up. Yeah, that's my kind of thing. And also like Nicola was saying, I'm always driving around, but now I've learned just to park the car and leave it home and then walk. Everything is kind of walking distance from me anyway. So I tend to walk more, which is good.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, Yinka.
Well, I'm a homebody anyway. So this hasn't really affected me as much as other people, but staying home, I'm a homebody. I love staying home. Mm. But what I've noticed is I've had the time to reflect on so many things. And it's actually allowed my daughter and I to bond even more because I have even more time with her.
Yes.
So we're doing a lot more cooking.
Yes.
We're doing gardening. So now the sun's out, we're actually out there enjoying the sun.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. So for me, it's more of quality time.
Yeah.
With my daughter and having the time to actually think.
Yeah.
About the next stage of life.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm struggling with the time to think part of it. I guess because I have a lot going on work-wise. But I'm very similar to you, Yinka, in that I am doing a lot more things with my daughter. Like I said, like you, we're gardening, we're baking, we're playing games together. You know, we bought this tomorrow. We're going out in the garden. You know those slides with the water that comes out? We're going to put our swimming costumes on and we're going to slide. So, you know, normally I wouldn't have time to do these things. So I completely get you. You know, we're being blessed with that at the moment. I think it's important that we use it wisely. And so, you know, what's been so lovely is that, you know, we have connected through the Boss Squad and that we're continuing to talk as women who are in very similar situations, as women who are running businesses. And so just on that note, before we go, can you just tell people where they can find you online, Monica?
Yep, so you can find me on Instagram at official hair to the throne. So hair to the throne, spelled number 2. Facebook, you can catch me as hair to the throne hair and beauty service. And even on Twitter as well, hair to the throne _1. And my website is www.hairtothethrone.co.uk.
Cool, and I'll make sure I include these details in the blurb for the podcast. Yinka?
Okay, so mine on Instagram is the_BT_teacher. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, The Beauty Teacher. Online, website, www.thebeautyteacher.co.uk.
Lovely. And I love that what you do. It's just on the tin. That's just it. That's what I do.
Yeah. Teacher.
Nicola.
So I'm on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and it's Nixology Clinic.
Nixology. Okay. Like I said, I'll include that. So I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, taking time out of your evening. I know at this time of night, kids are in bed and we're just like, okay, I'm going to lie down now. So thank you so much. And I know we're going to catch Kubi in a moment on live on Instagram. So brilliant. I shall see you very soon in the Boss Squad's mentoring group. And
thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very well.
Bye, ladies.